UAPs. A former US Navy pilot has come out with a statement, and that statement is a powerful one. He said he has witnessed unidentified anomalous phenomena, which is another way of saying he has seen UAPs, which used to be called UFOs. He went on to say Congress has to tell the truth to Americans. He said UAPs are routinely flying over our military bases, and as they do this, they are exhibiting capabilities earthly craft do not have. Many of us know this, but others may not, and as for the frequency of these flights, and the craft being able to go wherever they want and not being able to be stopped, that is scary. I still believe there is much more to the UAP question, and if the public was to know everything, they would not be able to sleep at night. While one of the original reasons to monitor our skies was to prevent foreign powers from sending aircraft over, the UAP sightings outnumber this by hundreds of times, if not more. One thing scientists should be aware of is the fact it takes imagination to figure out new concepts and devices, and one of the places which seems to be fruitful in this area is science fiction. When we talk about prophets, they may still be around, but in the form of writers and authors, and as they give their ideas, some of these ideas could be the basis for inventions. Half the battle is imagination, and the other half is perfecting what was thought of. We are going to need a lot of imagination when we truly get into manned space travel. One thing I always wondered about is why extraterrestrials would let us keep the craft that crashed. Could it be they know we don't have the ability to reverse engineer them, or could it be a test to see if we are smart enough to do it? Maybe if we succeed in completely reverse engineering one, they will come out of the sky, land on the White House lawn and invite us to join some sort of space UN. Maybe they feel we were too slow in developing, so they are giving us crumbs of technology to help boost our capabilities. Then there is the idea of them waiting to see if we do succeed in reverse engineering a UAP. How would we use this knowledge? If we use it for war, maybe we fail the test and they wipe us out for being too dangerous. The New York Post ran an article online stating some ex-astronauts were not happy with NASA because they believed they only barely implement the safety recommendations by the board on preventing more tragedies like the destruction of the Challenger and Columbia space shuttles. What is going on in Russia? Several UAPs have been sighted, and one was said to be over Putin's visit to Volgograd, as he was giving a speech threatening nuclear war. The UAP was changing colors and was seen by several pilots. Another was a huge pyramid UAP which was flying low over Moscow. Could it be aliens are trying to send a message to Putin about the war, or am I just putting too much meaning to the sightings? After all, there are so many sightings all over the world, we could assign meanings to all of them, but that doesn't mean we would be correct. Factor in the fact these are aliens, and we have to say we have no way of knowing how they think. A trail of lights was seen at night over the city of Delhi, in India. These are the types of sightings I don't have much faith in, because they look for all the world like a rocket launch. As a matter of fact, the trail looked more like a line of dots, which is how a multiple launch of satellites might look to an onlooker. One of the problems we face is the fact there are so many manufactured UFO photos and videos. We used to think the reason for this was disinformation to hide the truth, and that still might be the case, but many now believe it is a challenge to animators and others to try and fool the public for various reasons, one of which is to get noticed for doing a good job so they might be hired. All I can say is it will never stop because of human nature. There will always be people who have fun doing this, just as there will always be hackers. Many times, people who have seen a UAP keep it a secret, especially years ago when you were ridiculed for saying you saw one. A man who saw a UAP, which was a UFO back then, saw it in 1948 in Pickaway, Ohio, but never said anything about it. He did talk about it in 1952 when it appeared in an article and was seen by another young man at the time who himself had two different sightings in 1958. It's funny how things work out. This got him so interested in UAPs he even published a book on the subject. Things are changing. Most UAP investigators have said for years, The aliens are peaceful and will eventually make contact with us. This idea has been slowly changing, and now some are saying UAPs are dangerous and the extraterrestrials have an agenda, and that agenda is not peaceful. What has changed over the years? A UAP investigator in England has come to the conclusion abductions by aliens have happened over the years. I have often said it seems like too many people disappear from this planet without explanation. I also believe there are many different races coming to this planet, and we can't blame all of them for the actions of a few or one. One has only to see what is happening at Skinwalker Ranch to find out there are things going on, probably with extraterrestrials, which we just do not understand. Truthfully, I am surprised the powers that be allowed this show to appear on television. Perhaps they thought it was so far out, no one would believe what was happening. Anyway, things happen there which are far beyond human understanding. We have yet to understand what is the reason for this and how they can be pinpointed on certain individuals and not others. An example is a radiation attack on one person in a group and not on the others, or cloaked objects over the ranch, for example. There is no doubt this planet is the focus of some type of activity